Greetings. Let us take our collective breath. Before we move on to how we do affirmative prayer, I want to make sure that you have a firm grasp on the universal laws that govern our life. In lesson two, we went through a list of 7 universal laws. There are at least 12 and probably more. Deepak Chopra has a whole separate list of laws for success. So we could spend a lot more time talking about these laws, but you know enough. You know enough to understand the most basic premise, which is that your life is governed by laws, many of which you did not create, you cannot uncreate. They're unchanging and they're absolute and they work the same for everybody. So I've been using a lot of quotes from Ernest Holmes. So Ernest Holmes is the founder and the creator of the Science of Mind and Spirit, which is a philosophy and a way of life. He's also the one that put together the formula, the 5 steps that you'll be learning about this week that are affirmative prayer. And though there are a lot of other people who talk about affirmative prayer, for me, nobody talks more succinctly, more beautifully, and more poetically about this topic than Ernest Holmes. It's deeply emotional, and I feel that that's very important for you as you're coming to understand what it is we're talking about. So I want to go back and touch upon some of the things that we said at the end of lesson two, because they're very important and they're very, very profound, and I want to make sure that you have a solid understanding of what it is that he's saying. The law that is within, through, and around you is the activity of the mind principle in you. This mind within you is the mind of God. Okay, so this is the universal mind that we learned about in the law of mentalism. He goes on to say, the creation of the universe is a movement of intelligence within and upon itself. This intelligence and this creative process exist at the center of your own being. That is the gift from God unto its own creation. That is the gift of the Creator to its creation. This is one of the most beautiful, profound, and emotional paragraph I have ever read. After 25 years, it still causes great emotion within me, and I hope within you, because what it's saying is not only profound and beautiful, but it's life-changing. It is a key to your freedom. Here, he clearly tells us that the intelligence that created the universe and the process that the intelligence used to create and uses to maintain and sustain the universe is within you. The intelligence and the process exist at the center of your own being. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to go get it. All you have to do is awaken to it as you are right now and believe it and lean into it and start to use it to create the life that you truly want to live. Here's another way that he says it. One of the most fascinating things which you will ever learn is that this law, which exists at the center of your being, is creative, and that you use the same creativeness which brought the planets into being. The same creativeness which produces everything that is. Wow, that is incredible. When you go out the door today with this information in your mind and in your heart, how can you do anything but just smile and be filled with tremendous joy? It's like you have this secret, except it's not. We've just forgotten this, and now you're awakening to it. Here's yet another way that he says it. This power is always at hand, ready to be spoken into, and at once ready to form the words into visible expression. Guess what are my 2 most favorite words in that sentence? Yeah, at once. at once. No delay. Immediate. Instantaneous. This is the same experience when we plant a seed in the soil. The soil is always at hand, ready to receive a seed. And when it does, at once, it is ready to begin the process by which it extracts the bloom from that seed. It is the same thing. So if you've been looking at your life and you don't like what's in your garden, if you're seeing weeds or dying plants or things that you just don't want there anymore, get excited. Because you're about to identify exactly what it is you want growing in that garden, growing in that mind of yours, and you're about to plant some mighty seeds. Here's another one from him about affirmative prayer and how these laws work. Affirmative prayer is a definite act of the conscious mind, setting the law of mind in motion for the idea specified in prayer. Now, we talked about this in lesson 2, but it merits being discussed again because this is a very full and comprehensive understanding of what this muscle is all about. So we know that affirmative prayer is this definite act of your conscious mind when you are consciously choosing to set the law in motion by gathering up specific words, sentences, and images that reflect the specific desired experience you want. The person stating an affirmative prayer believes that their word is operated upon by an intelligent, creative power, which has the power to create the conditions of the ideas embodied in their prayer. We are working with a power that can rearrange conditions. We don't have the power, but we get to use the power. We get to set into motion the law, and the law is the way that this power creates all life, and we do it by speaking our word. That's why when we got done discussing all of those laws, the bottom line is the universe is a big yes machine. I'm unworthy. Yes. I'm beautiful. Yes. I have enough. Yes. I don't have enough. Yes. I'm prosperous. Yes. I'm broke. Yes. Whatever you say, it says yes. It's impersonal. It only knows to say yes. It only knows to take that which you give it and bring forth the exact form of the mold of your words. Just like the law only knows to crack open the seed in the dirt and bring forth the exact form of the seed. So now that we understand that we're dealing with a law that can only say yes, that takes anything we may have learned about prayer or how to pray and really turns it on its head. See, growing up, I was taught that God was outside of me and it had a personality. And that sometimes it was in a good mood and sometimes it wasn't. And sometimes it would answer my prayers and sometimes it wouldn't. And that would be true sometimes because it was very busy answering other people's prayer or because I wasn't worthy of my prayer being answered. And so I had to become worthy with my actions and deeds. So in that scenario, I was always begging. How could you not beg to a God like that? Oh God, please, if you have the time, could you please answer this prayer? I promise I'll be good. It sets up our whole relationship, not only to the thing itself, but to prayer and how we pray. But through meditation and through visioning, and now through affirmative prayer, we are realizing that the presence of the Creator, the eternal essence, the internal knower, is within us, and we are within it. So the relationship changes dramatically and drastically. We go from being a small expression looking up to a large authority figure that may or may not be able to answer our prayers to being one with the divine intelligence of the universe. And so we go from begging and pleading or convincing this creator to do something for us, to becoming aware that we already have access to everything we could ever need. As Ernest Holmes says, our idea of prayer is not so much asking for things as it is believing that we already have the things that we need. Prayer is the acceptance of a thing before we get it. So here's an example of what that might sound like. In the past, I would have said, please God, help me find a job. And I would be praying to a God that I hope answered my prayer. But it also didn't feel very empowering, and it certainly kept the job at a distance. I didn't have it yet, and I was still needing it, wanting it, and hoping that this God was going to bring it to me. However, now my prayer is, I am now guided to my perfect employment. Because if the universe can only say yes, then the affirmative statement, which already describes what it is you want to experience, is the seed we want to plant. We want the universe to say yes to that. So we know now that we're dealing with a law that always says yes to whatever thought we give it, to whatever seed we give it. Our job is to be conscious of what seeds we are planting in the soil of mind. You'll see in lesson 4 that affirmative prayer is a 5-step formula that aligns us with this creative process that is in, through, and around us, and helps to organize our thinking by creating a mold, by creating a seed that reflects our desired feeling state or outcome. We will learn in lesson 4 and in lesson 5 that in affirmative prayer, we turn towards that which already is in the invisible plane and accept it mentally with the words that reflect that which already is. I am now guided to my perfect employment. We set that law in motion with those affirmative sentences. We set the law in motion with those affirmative words. It can only say yes, and demonstration follows. Our quote for the day comes from an unknown author. Thoughts are boomerangs, returning with precision to their source. Choose wisely which ones you throw. In lesson 4, we get into the 5 steps that are affirmative prayer. Until then, namaste.